and the Slept Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Lisa Loeb and Ian Ziering are here tonight. They are, they have a couple. Actually, Lisa's got a food project that we'll talk about in just a minute or two, but they're both collectively talking about the new Spider-Man, animated Spider-Man DVD, which is now out, 13 episodes. It's all here, and this is, I was a big fan of Spider-Man growing up. As a matter of fact, friend bought a DVD of the old one, like bootleg, and saw it the other night. It was kind of trippy.
Wow.
Yeah. Did you guys, were you fans of the first animated
big
Spider-Man?
Fans. J. Jonah Jameson?
Yeah, it's, first off,
Parker.
Serious 60s influence going on. Just the background was just a kaleidoscope, just basically
Yellow Submarine
freak out kind of 60s strawberry alarm clock thing. He'd just be going through the New York skyline, and the skyline was just a guy who took mushrooms and fell asleep in the park.
It's perfect.
Basically what it looked like. But a good swinging jazz song and theme. Does this have the swinging theme?
It's got a swinging theme, but it's not the same, being that there's a connection with MTV. There's a lot of more
rock. And
it's for the kids. It's
rock
techno.
Yeah,
it's techno.
Sure.
And the animation,
I think it's called techno,
has a lot more impact.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's called 3D animation, but it's not actually 3D like wear 3D glasses. It's more like very artistically done, where it actually
seems 3D.
Seems 3D.
Yeah. Is it just me, or is all that stuff seem to be disappointing? Like when you put the 3D glasses on, or like even looking through, even when you look through binoculars, you end up having to close one eye and hold it sideways. And it just seems like I just did this the other day where someone handed me binoculars. Like, these are $700 binoculars. I was sitting at the end of a table. It's like, wow, it's like the guy who's 12 feet away is 7 feet away. Oh, my God. It's as if I'd moved 5 feet closer to him. Like, it never seems to pay off. Not this.
Right.
This is good stuff.
This pays off.
This pays off because you don't have to wear the dorky goggles and stuff. That's what I'm saying.
But the DVD's coming out.
Tomorrow
it's coming out.
Yeah. My kids are going to watch this.
Yeah,
I'm going to get a copy of it. Yeah. I'm going to get a bunch of copies of it.
Yeah,
it's all now. Do you guys have nieces, nephews, children's, whoever
gonna
who could
this.
Appreciate that?
Absolutely. I have a 1-year-old niece, and I don't know if she's going to watch it yet. But
she will, though.
One day she will.
Yeah.
I have some teenage nephews and nieces. And
they're going to be into it?
Oh, absolutely. They already are. They watch it on MTV.
Oh, really? All right. So you're a hero. But do they remember you from 90210? Are they too young for that?
Yeah, I think they're a little too young for that. But being that it runs in perpetuity on, in syndication, it's...
Ageless.
Yes, yes.
Timeless.
But I am not.
Yeah, but the thing is you look good.
Thanks.
You don't look... See, there's two problems when things just run in perpetuity and syndication. One is if you had a crazy funky hairdo.
Yeah, it's bad.
That always haunts you. And you didn't go crazy.
I had a mullet there for a bit.
Soccer mullet. It was more like the cool soccer mullet.
Sports mullet.
Yeah, it was so sports mullet.
It's also kind of age appropriate.
Don't you think like hockey sort of soccer mullets are
if
okay?
There is such a thing.
Yeah, yeah. You want a little something hanging down outside of your helmet, but you don't want your bangs in front of your face blocking the puck view.
So you guys are real nice.
Little hockey mullet. No, but a sport jock mullet. Not Hesher mullet. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're good. And the other thing you don't want is for you to be a wreck now. Like for people that
physically
look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, people look at, like when they go, oh wow, Eric Estrada. Oh, Christ, look what happened.
What happened?
Jesus, time's a bitch. Like, you see guys are going to
He's frozen in time. He's frozen in time.
You're frozen.
Ian is,
yeah.
He looks great from far away with those binoculars. You could turn him backwards.
Yeah.
And he would look perfect.
That's what I want, like inverse binoculars, where people that were 4 or 5 feet away looked like they were miles away. Wouldn't that be a great life, Drew?
You can have that with your hold button.
All right. And Lisa Loeb not only has a CD that's coming out in, a few months?
Actually, that'll be coming out probably in March, I think. March,
and,
April.
You and Dweezil's your husband, right?
No. He's my boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
I know.
That's it?
Some people are married and some people aren't.
I know, but you guys have been serious for a long time, right?
I know. Now I feel like I'm talking to my mom.
Come on, honey. It's time for you to settle
down. What's going on?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Let's talk about this. Yes.
Yeah. It seems like you guys have been together for a long time, right?
We have, and so we decided to make a TV show instead.
Instead of a marriage.
Yeah.
Boy, it's safer.
You know what's weird is I never thought you guys were married until you did a TV show together.
Really?
Isn't there some sort of law that you have to be married to do like a couple
yeah, like
show?
You and I, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we've been
married for
dating
years.
Anyway.
Yeah, we consummated
no. Very
many
serious.
Years ago. All right,
yeah.
So you guys are very serious. Does he not want to get married or do you not want to get married?
We both have been mainly focusing on our show. We've both been in the studio recording separate
married.
Albums.
He
and
doesn't want to get married.
Yeah. He doesn't want to?
No. Which is it?
Or I don't want to?
You don't want to.
I don't know. You know what? We'll have to have him on, and we can
find
all
out.
Discuss it with him.
All right.
Yes.
You give him
I
six more months,
idea.
And then he's out. And then you're on to Amit.
Well, he's actually getting married.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Who's he marrying?
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this on the radio.
Is it someone we know?
Yeah, actually, I can talk about it. I think it was a magazine. He's marrying Selma Blair.
Oh, really?
He's very sweet, yeah.
She seems sweet, but it's
she's
like
really
a
sweet.
Crazy coupling.
It's fun. It's great.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right. Drew,
so,
married anyone famous?
No.
No, me neither. All right.
Well.
Now that show is coming out.
On
just,
Friday night.
Yeah, I just saw,
on
I just
Food
saw
Network.
A promo on it.
What is
yeah.
it?
Food Network.
It's called Dweezil and Lisa, very original title. And it's a show that airs, starts Friday night, and we travel around playing music and recording and playing golf and hanging out with friends. And it's basically, I'm not supposed to explain it this way, but it's kind of... Actually, I won't explain it this way. Food just comes up all the time. We're both obsessed with food. We love cooking. We love baking. We get to go into other people's kitchens and learn how to bake, learn to bake from our mothers, have parties that have to do with food, like we have a pancake party.
Seems like a hell of a couple, kind of couple would probably want to get married.
It drives me crazy. You know, I think
so just traveling, playing music.
I think for like these crazy ideas about TV shows and I rack my brains about something creative, something that I've done
hey.
Before. No, I'm just saying. And what works is what's light.
It's what you love. Well, we love food. I love food a lot.
You got to love music. You got to love food.
And so, yeah, we actually went into Food Network.
Love common law marriages.
Common lodge marriage.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But we were obsessed with food, and we went into Food Network to talk to them about something we were doing with music, actually, baking pies on stage during shows. And they said, well, have you guys ever thought about having a show about food? Because we're completely obsessed with food and watch Food Network constantly.
It's a good time, by the way, for ideas. I'm just saying, like TV shows. Like, I mean, you know, growing up, there was just the big three. And if you had some sort of show like, you know, you and your dad owned a chopper shop and constantly fought, what are you going to do? Or, you know, you like
right.
food, you're going on the road. Whatever your outlet is, whatever your idea is, it's like there wasn't any place for it. It's like, look, go get a three-camera sitcom,
right.
work that out.
On the other hand, ideas like,
right.
now stay with me here, we're in a concentration camp.
Oh.
And a zany group
prisoner of war. Camp. Come
yeah.
on.
Stay with me.
Cookie
with me.
Nazi generals.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Great ideas
yeah.
like that.
Yeah,
Colonel
yeah.
Klink.
Yeah, he goes. He's an astronaut. He finds the genie on the bottle. And by the way, do you have to go to the moon and then come back in order to find a bottle washed up on the beach? Or couldn't you just like going to the beach? Like,
right.
We have to do the whole NASA thing? Or couldn't he just be a guy who likes a little sun on a weekend?
Or couldn't he be somebody washed up after a shipwreck?
Right. All right.
And packed enough clothes for many, many years.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, the DVD, Spider-Man, coming out tomorrow. Yes?
Yeah.
And Food Network on
you get them
Friday.
Everywhere? Anywhere that sells CDs kind of thing?
Probably.
DVDs, yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? Anywhere? Where can you get these things?
I think you can get them anywhere.
Anywhere.
All over. Wide release.
Get them everywhere.
Angela.
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay,
Is this an MTV production, by the way?
It's actually a Columbia Pictures production.
Five
Star. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because, well, then they may have a chance to make some money.
Hey, 19.
Go ahead, Angela.
Okay. Well, me and my boyfriend are having sex, and, you know, I'm on birth control and everything, but we're not using any type of condom. And I guess, you know, I'm still kind of just freaked out the fact when he goes inside of me. And I was just wondering, someone had told me, like, one time that if you, like, try to pee after sex, if you're able to pee, that'll like get it all out. Is that true?
During is actually
I think it's farting is what
it's gas
most.
And during.
You have to be very careful with that. Actually, you should use the restroom after you
have
sex.
Well, you want to pee to reduce the and actually this has never been borne out scientifically, and people debate whether this actually works. But there's a prevailing wisdom that you urinate after sex to help reduce the risk of a urinary tract infection. But the sperm that's in you is in you.
And it goes in a different area.
Yes, it goes inside your body. It's not coming out. The stuff that falls out is all excess. You are on the pill. You're protected. You're not overweight?
I'm like 5'9 and about 165.
Hold right, on. I got to do the radio math. 5'9", 165. Give her 3. Bring a second. Okay, I got 5'7"
and
3/16". Oh yeah, yeah. They always go down.
Sometimes they're
no.
Yeah.
No, no. You go down. 5'7" and 3/16", 179.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Angela, 9'6".
Yeah. That's the radio math.
Angela?
Yeah.
You may want to talk to your doctor. The only thing that could reduce the or increase the risk of pregnancy is your sort of overall body weight. Sometimes at higher weight ranges, the birth control pill can be a little less effective, but generally it's approaching 100% effective.
Okay. Well,
so that's it.
I don't know if this really helps either, but like I heard – well, actually I didn't hear, but I was wondering
Angela,
like some
stop,
days
stop,
like,
stop it.
I take my birth control at like 12:30 usually, but some days I'll wake up at like 1. If you take it like a half an hour later, some days
– You should take it at a time that you know you're going to be awake
right.
every day,
yeah.
especially
yeah.
at that age, because if you get pregnant – You're going to have some other things to
do. You don't
want
to put that kind of pressure on yourself to wake up by 1 p.m. every day.
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on. You're only human, baby. You
30
really
minutes.
You need at least 17, 18 hours a day.
30 minutes is not going to make a difference. You're nearly 100% protected with the pill,
really?
So please.
1 maybe. O'clock. What time do you go to bed? And by the way, we could hang because I can pull this off on the weekend every once in a while.
Well, my boyfriend usually gets off work at like 2 o'clock, and I get off work at 11, so I'm usually up till 3 o'clock every night. So,
all right,
what are you doing?
They're getting it. They're testing out that birth control.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
You know, no one ever argues with me on the radio math. By the way, I usually don't go too far. You say 5'9", 165, I put you down around 5'7", and change, and 170s, high 170s. If I got into the 190s, 205, 5'5", there'd be objections. I think, actually, I'm kind sometimes. I think they're maybe closer to 185 if they're coming in at 165. It's basically the same thing. Like, the radio math is looking at someone's driver's license. You see someone's
right.
driver's license that says 125 pounds,
right.
you go ahead and make it 140.
Add 10,
right.
15, 20, 25 pounds.
That's the radio math.
I like
right.
to see that formula to see how you do the math.
That's the radio math. And I would reckon that most people's driver's licenses are at least 20 pounds off one way or the other.
Mine's about 7 pounds over, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
I just wanted to make sure in case I gained weight, you know, it would still cover me.
10 pounds.
You're a pixie. I'm like, I've got at least 20-something. I'm like 180, 176,
it's a TV show here. It's a TV show here. You're examining one another's driver's license. Very
perfect.
Yes. Very fascinating.
C-list celebrity driver's license starring D-list celebrity Adam Carolla and his E-list celebrity sidekick, Dr. Drew. Today's guest, Ian Ziering and Lisa Loeb. Let's see the licenses. We shoot our wad in the first minute and a half of the show, and then it's like 27 minutes of us looking at each other in straight. Like, oh, brown eyes. Huh. Huh. I did not know that.
Correctional glasses.
All right. Crystal.
Hello?
Yeah. How far was that phone from your head?
It wasn't that far.
Okay. Seemed like it was a great distance. You're 13. What's up?
Nothing much. Just
all right.
hanging out with my best friend, listening
mm-hmm.
to Loveline.
Okay.
All righty. See,
nice.
This is the kind of excitement we can expect on a C-celebrity license. See, I'm 180. I'm 195, easy. 197 or something.
Oh, yeah, 180
now,
there,
so,
yeah.
yeah.
yeah see?
So what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just talking to you guys. I wanted to tell you guys my story and ask a couple of questions.
All right.
Okay.
This
okay.
is where you have to do that.
Do you want the long version or the short version?
Well, I think it's too late for the short version. I think we're at least into the medium realm. We've crossed over into medium, and we're heading toward exhausting. All right. Hey, give us the medium.
Okay, the medium. All right, well, when I was little, my mom and dad got divorced, right? When I was 5, my dad had molested me. Until I was 10, and he beat on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to Colorado with my mom, and then my grandma recently died, and We moved up here to Indiana, and my brother had come to take us, right, up to Indiana and move us.
Had come to take her?
To take you and your who?
Mom. My mom.
Your brother's taking you and your mom somewhere?
Yeah, to Indiana.
Yeah, oh, they're in Colorado. They're moving now.
Right. If this, when you say your brother came to take you, does that, is that mean was... he drives, has a truck, or is he supporting your mom and
how
you?
How old is he?
He's 24.
All right, that's not.
So he came to pick you up.
Yeah, and then
yes, he came to pick me up.
Let's cut all the way to the chase. What are the questions about tonight?
Could our love ever survive? And
whose?
Me and my brother.
You and your brother.
Chase.
Is he your full brother?
Half
brother. Yes. So you have the same mom?
Yes.
What do you mean your love?
You've been having sex with this guy?
We've been messing around, like we had sex and all.
How old is he again? He's 24?
Yes.
And you're 13?
Yes.
Okay, Crystal, absolutely no way. You...
Oh, Drew, you're not romantic.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Okay.
Wait. Are you both the
same
child?
Mom? Same mom.
They're related. They're brother
same
and
mom.
Sister.
All right, hold on a second, Crystal. I know they're half. He's a half. Whatever. Is it?
This is a abused 13-year-old
yes.
who's being taken advantage of by
yes.
some also abused 24-year-old or a sociopath
yes.
or whatever.
I mean, let's put it this way: 24 and 13, regardless of even if you weren't related, would be absolutely out of the question. Now. It's
out of the question.
Preposterously
and
out of the
then
question.
She actually at 13 being a sexual abuse surviving having sex with anybody is going to be a bad time.
Yes,
no matter who it is under what circumstance. So it's just a total meltdown disaster.
Yes.
So
and somehow making them both being the offspring of the mother somehow ups the ante if that's possible.
Does your mother know about this? Does your mother know about this?
She had just found out.
And what's her reaction?
She's still vomiting.
Well, she doesn't know what to do, and she's protecting my brother from going to jail.
Right. Which is what
for a little while.
Yeah, for a little while, because I guarantee you that you're not the first 13-year-old he's plucked.
Well, do you have other sisters?
I don't have other sisters, but he has a fiancée, supposedly, but...
All right, so listen, Crystal.
Yes.
Let me just listen to me. I'm a genius. You understand this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, your family's sick. It's a super albino white trash family. Your mom's horrible.
No matter what the circumstance, it's a very, very sick situation.
Your mother's horrible. Your father's horrible. Your brother's now horrible because of this. Everyone's horrible except for you. You're just a victim. But don't worry, you will be as horrible as they are one day if you stay on this road.
Find more horrible guys.
Yes, you have a horrible life of cranking out a bunch of horrible kids and getting strung out on crystal meth and living in trailers and getting beat on with ropes that your boyfriends use to hold their pants up. It's gonna be a horrible life. Do you understand me?
Unless.
Yeah. I've had that before.
No doubt.
All right,
and
Crystal, right,
you
all
seek
right.
that. You seek all that when you're a trauma survivor like this.
It's... You just have to throw yourself on the mercy of this show and some therapy. And no more with this brother of yours. It's an abomination. You understand? You believe in God?
No.
Okay, me neither. But if there is a God, he hates this kind of stuff.
Well, you probably hate this kind of stuff. That's why you're calling.
No, she's in love with him.
Oh, you're in love with him?
She wants to stay with him.
Yeah, she knows there's something wrong, though.
Yeah, I know, but she's been abused since she was five. She can't. Her boundaries are so skewed that it's just no way to tell what's what.
How can she find somebody to help her?
That's the interesting question.
If it's not her mother and if it's not an older brother.
Maybe Department of Social Services. You really need to get the system involved.
Well, isn't your mother forbidding this?
The thing is, I've been in the system before. Yeah. When I was in Colorado,
before?
I got put in foster care. And
yeah.
I don't want to do that to my mom because my mom is dying. And
what's she dying from?
Need to MS, multiple sclerosis.
Mm.
It attacks the nervous system.
Yes, I know what MS is.
Attacking a brain.
He's a doctor.
Yeah.
He's a doctor. That's right. Is that your mom?
No,
that's my best friend.
Oh, you're not having sex with her,
right? What about other family members outside of the immediate family or friends?
Yeah, but the problem, Crystal, she needs help. She needs work. More than just getting out of there.
Well, let's just do like a sinking ship kind of damage control
kind
of stuff.
Don't get pregnant.
You can't get pregnant. You're having sex with your brother or your half-brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are you using for protection?
Condoms, birth control, and KY+.
All right.
K Just, why plus?
It's just another spermicidal thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nothing. It tastes like hell, by the way. I had no idea what that was for. Crystal.
Yes?
God bless you for using 70 kinds of birth control, but the big problem is you're 13, this guy's 24, and he's your brother!
I know.
Can I put this in? She also has a fiance, and she's bisexual.
All right.
Is this a real call?
Yeah, this is.
This is what happens when people are badly sexually abused and put in the system.
And this is, by the way, this is why your biological father deserves to have the same rusty sprinkler key just put in one ear and out the other. Absolutely.
So again, what can she do?
Well, she can't do anything unless she's gonna do it. I hope that your mom, on behalf of your mother, can you stop this relationship? You have a very sick mother who I'm sure this is making sicker.
Here's the only thing you can do, really.
Let her answer this.
Right.
What about that, Crystal?
Well, it's just really hard.
Doesn't this drive your mother crazy?
Yeah, and I know it's hurting her a lot, and I've talked to her about it. And the thing is, my brother comes over every weekend, you know, to play paintball with me and the whole entire family that we have. Right out at one of my aunt's house, and it's like every time I just get close to him, it's like I can feel those vibes, and there's no way to stop them.
Yes, there are ways to stop
them. There are.
I know you can't stop them, and I understand.
And there are other ways to stop it, which is him being put behind bars, really,
which is where he needs
where
to
he gets
go.
To play grown-up paintball with older gentlemen. Yeah. Big house paintball, they call it. All right.
I'm not sure it's paint.
Crystal, would you listen? Here's the thing, Crystal.
What have you been addicted to, Crystal?
What?
What kind of substances have you used? You got addicted to anything yet?
Yes.
All right. What was your drug of choice?
Weed. Marijuana.
Right. Okay. Were you an alcoholic, too?
Not really.
Yes. Why don't you go to a 12-step program? That's something you can do for free. Get yourself a sponsor and get engaged in some sort of process of growth and some help with setting boundaries with your life, because this is completely out of control, and it's going to be you're not going to live to see 30 or 40 years of age with this on the path you're on right now. It's going to be a mess.
Drew, would you please? You're calling the show for a reason.
MA or AA, go to 12-step, go to meetings every day, throw yourself on the mercy of that process, get yourself a sponsor. That's something you can do for free, and sometimes that really helps with these kinds of situations.
Right. Spider-Man out on DVD, by the
way. How about that?
Tomorrow, y'all. Yeah, see.
I wish I could call in Spider-Man situations like this.
This is
about what it needs.
Oh, my God. Oh, that brother. Oh, just with the paintball over at the aunt's house. Like, here's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I make fun of the races, but the white man still can trump. We can outdo you. I mean, we may not be as consistent, but when we're on,
very creative.
I mean, when we get that super white trash thing going, look out. That mother. Oh, that horrible father. Oh,
sad
that horrible
situation.
Brother. Yeah. All right. You're in love with a guy. He's a criminal.
It's your brother. You're 13. You're bisexual. Been abused by your father since you're 5.
She did call in, though. She did call in, so she knows something's wrong.
Yeah, she recognizes.
Well, she wanted us to tell her. Do you remember what the question was?
Can she still be in love or something?
Can our love survive?
No, it cannot survive. It should not survive.
There is no love.
Right.
This is not a love relationship. And that's, again, part of having been sexually abused. She misreads all the normal cues.
Yes. All right. Theme from Taboo 2, by the way, which still enjoy. Lisa Loeb here. You ought to cover that, Lisa, on the next issue.
Maybe.
Oh, I can hear it now.
It's acoustic.
Right.
Well, set the scene for it.
He can do more. It's a porn movie.
That's okay.
And do it with style. He does.
What is this?
Oh, yes, he does. That's my favorite lyric of the song. Well, Taboo 2.
Wait.
Maybe the next time I come over.
You're not married. Why not? Well, maybe you did. This I like. But you don't. See, she's singing about Junior, who's having sex with the mom and the sister. It's a whole taboo thing. In the movies, it's very glamorous. Very glamorous. It's just in real life.
Is Ron Jeremy the guy? Or
Ron is actually in the movie because there's a union rule that says Ron Jeremy
must be in
every porn movie. All right. Well, let's take a little break. Ian Ziering, Lisa Loeb here tonight. The Spider-Man DVD is coming out tomorrow. That's what they're here plugging. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll lighten it up
Fair
after
enough.
This.
Thank you.
buddy. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ian Ziering is here tonight. Lisa Loeb is here tonight.
Hello.
They are both voices on the Spider-Man DVD, which is out, all 13 episodes, out tomorrow, Tuesday. That's January 13th already? And then Lisa and Dweezil got themselves. That's actually Dweezil and Lisa. It should be your name first.
It's alphabetical order. It's okay.
See,
either way.
If you're married, you get the you get your name first.
It's really a small thing. It really doesn't matter.
All right. Well, you just you tell me when you've had enough.
Okay, I'll eat.
Sometimes a guy needs a little fire when he realizes, you know.
Always guys do.
Swarthy gentleman with a velvety
guys
tongue.
Guys need a time limit.
Knocking on the door.
Guys need a time limit.
Man who
just
knows how to sing the theme from Taboo 2.
Right.
A little pressure.
That's very impressive, I have to say.
Oh, it is. You could easily, you should do an entire album of porn covers.
That's a good idea, in fact. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, I'm serious. Did you hear that song?
Maybe over a glass of wine, Dweezil.
Right?
Dweezil. Maybe over a glass of wine. That's right. Exchange
ideas. A glass of wine.
All right.
Maybe over a box of wine.
That's right. Big 2.5 liter size. All right, let's talk to Bobby with an I, which always scares me. Bobby?
Yeah, hi. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great. You're 16.
Yeah.
You sound like you're 33.
It's true.
Right? Really mature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your friend.
Bobby.
Huh?
What's up?
My friend recently had sex with a condom that she had in her wallet. She had it in there for about 4 months, but she never really took it out. She was just wondering if it was, like, if it would weaken the condom so it would break so she could get pregnant.
Well, not those Trojan condoms. They never break. But listen, it's advisable to keep them not longer than about 2 weeks in a hot space like that.
Now, 2 weeks?
Can you, keep them in your refrigerator for longer?
Yeah, no. The thinking is in a guy's wallet because
like
it's, you know, it's against his
rear end
all the time. He's sitting on it. And a woman's wallet would be a different thing. Or in a glove compartment, not more than 2 weeks sort of thing.
What about a bedside table?
That's fine. It probably could last quite a bit longer. But just as a rule of thumb, they say about 2 weeks.
Well, is there an expiration date stamped on
the box? There are expiration dates on condoms, but it's you know on the order of years.
But if they don't fail, they don't fail.
Yeah, that's right. Did it work?
I don't know. She told me if it broke.
All right. Look, don't want to take secondhand calls from her friend who's a condom she sat on.
Here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. Keep the morning after pill around. Soon enough, that pill is going to be available over the counter without a prescription. We're just on the eve of that now. And if there's a condom problem, then you've got the morning after pill available.
Get the big box of condoms.
Yeah.
The huge box.
You get married, you don't need the condom.
So she's ready. If you're going to have sex, you've got to be ready.
And,
and if you're going to have sex, go on the pill.
I've been doing some work. That's true. Although that doesn't protect you from the STDs and stuff. I've been doing some work with the Trojan people, and God bless them. They are trying to find condoms that kids will use.
Right.
Whatever you buy, Trojan.
Yeah, whatever it is they want to do, whatever people want, they should like speak up about it. Adam and I think we gotta have the condom loader because that's really the main limiting factor is guys breaking the rhythm to put the condom on seems to be a major issue.
Well, guys have to practice. And by the way, the Trojan people upset about the BCS standings and not being number one. I mean, do they affiliate themselves with any college team? And if so, wouldn't they be the USC Trojans?
Of course.
Okay. The whole company's pretty upset about it. Yeah. I'm just thinking, you got to like the college team that has your name.
Of course.
On it.
And your brand on the side of the helmet.
Yeah. What guys need to do is, they need to get, next time you're at the gay bar, grab a handful of the condoms that are in the jumbo-sized fishbowl.
The multicolored
on
ones?
On the bar. Right.
Well, multicolored a little weaker.
Right? Yeah. Like balloons or something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Take them home, and here's the difficulty guys do, is they don't drill. They're not good at it.
Oh, yeah.
So what it is guys, twice a year. I mean, the guys that aren't having regular sex meet some chick at a bar. They have a few cocktails. They stumble home. Next thing you know, you're having strange sex with a strange person. You got a little couple wine coolers in you. You're fumbling for the condom. The nerves are going. And meanwhile, the penis, the erection is going away while you're attempting to put it on.
That's sexy. It's very sexy.
Yeah, where the guy's trying to shove himself up, trying to get it into.
Fantastic.
Trying to stuff his penis into a
Spider-Man like scene on the condom. You know,
sprayed on.
Spray on's a good idea.
Spray on condom.
Like pre-sex spray on, like before you go out that evening.
Yeah, or even a dip.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Like sort of a, what's that called with the
neoprene?
No, they have... the, you heat it up and you dip cheese into the...
Yeah, it's fondue. It's
fondue, like a penis fondue.
Yeah, penis fondue.
Penile fondue.
What do you think?
Penis fondue, of course.
All right, look, here's my point. I know this sounds kooky, but Ian... Go back.
I can't get over the last comment. The penis fondue dip.
You,
okay, Lisa.
Well, it came from your spray
on. Go back to high school.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in high school.
Okay.
You want to wear a condom, and you're not good with it. So here's what you do. You get a handful of condoms. You go home. You masturbate. You don't finish yourself off. Somewhere in the middle, you stop, and you try to put a condom on and continue.
It's like a whole training session.
Yeah, just keep take it on, off.
You know, you should put that on TV as like a special
TV
infomercial.
No, 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 just a TV show.
Yeah, it could be a TV show, and it could be sort of the early morning ESPN workout, but it would be the late night
condom
workout.
The interstitial for the wallet, look at the driver's license of C-celebrities.
Exactly.
Wouldn't it be good?
You know, I think most young boys probably do practice with that.
Do they?
Do they?
Well, didn't you?
No.
Did you put a rubber on before you needed to?
No.
Never?
Never. Never practiced.
Am I the only one in this room?
It's a genius. I move, though. I got to tell you. Plus, it's it keeps things sort of contained.
Because I didn't know what it was.
No, you wanted to try it.
Yeah.
That was smart.
Yeah.
You and Howie Mandel.
I had older brothers, too.
Mandel put one on his
head. Yeah, yeah.
Because
he had older brothers.
Yeah. Oh, older brothers.
So they were in the house, and...
There was condoms.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
That's a great idea.
But then the point is when you were with a woman, you
there was no fumbling.
No fumbling.
I was smooth.
Pow. That's what I like. Liz, let me picture that. Yep. Liz, pow. You're 15.
Hello?
Yep. What's up?
What's up?
Hey, Liz.
Okay, I have a question. It's kind of weird, but I want to know why it is that, like, I think about sex a lot, and I'm, like, always horny, like, all the time.
But you don't act on it.
Well, I do. Like, I'm trying not to, you know, because I don't like to. You know, I'm trying to stay away from it.
What do you? But... So you have sex with multiple partners?
No.
What do you do?
Chronic masturbator?
No, not even.
All right, it's flip
just
over
nothing.
All the a lot.
Yeah, that's all you do is think about it.
Yeah, I think about it a lot, and like a few times I have, you know, masturbated, but I hate doing that. You know.
Why?
Why?
Because it's just. I just don't like it, you know. I'm 15, I don't need to be doing that, you know, but I think about it so much.
Well, that's probably the only way to sort of bring that tension down a little bit.
It's kind of like when you're on a diet, and that never works. Like, if you want chocolate cake, mm-hmm. have a little chocolate cake, and then after a while, you might not want it so much anymore, because you already had it.
No.
But also, no, it makes
you want
more.
You want more.
Oh, really?
You get a sweet tooth.
But
you're beating off all over the chocolate cake. Is that what you meant?
But what's...
A little frosting on the chocolate cake.
No.
What's your initials, baby? I got the L and just half the other L. All right. Hey, Liz.
Huh?
I don't know what's going on in the background, but I'm insulted that it is.
Yeah, all right, what you're experiencing, Liz, is completely normal.
You're fine.
Normal, you're fine. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel bad.
All right. That's nothing.
Nothing.
You're
She's fine.
Fine.
But that's great.
Okay, but what about that, which is, so there's two schools of thought. One is you're having these feelings, a little pent-up tension, a little sexual tension, so you blow a little steam off by masturbating. Yeah. The other thing is, though, that's a slippery slope, as I found out.
Like, you might grow hair on your hands.
No, she needs to get her maintenance.
Before you know it, that once a week maintenance gets down to once a day, and then it's twice a day, and next thing you know is, well, as long as my stepmom's in the kitchen, I think I can squeeze one off in the entry hall, and then it's trouble. Then you're banished to the garage.
Yeah,
I mean, hypothetically.
If you get into excessive sort of compulsive behavior, that's one thing. But for her to get in a pattern of sort of release is good. Sexual expression will increase desire a little bit, and then it will sort of bring it down a little bit after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knows about that? They did studies about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because
most of the studies have been done, say, on testosterone levels and masturbation. Mm. So guys, that you know, the levels go up a little bit at first, and they kind of level off. And then they'll go down when you get to the hallway action.
All right, but 15-year-old girl, what is – that's, by the way, that's how you know you have a problem. When it's like anything where you start – you know, it's one thing to do a little gambling, pick a few football teams on the weekend. It's that part where you're going to the track at your lunch break, and the next thing you know, you're flipping quarters and playing three card Monty. That's what happens with masturbation.
All about motivational priorities of the brain. We haven't figured that out. What sets the motivational priorities? How do they get set? And once they're set, what do you do with them? Because, you know, once you're in that mode, chocolate cake mode, masturbation mode, gambling mode, your brain is in a biological state where it requires the behavior.
Oh, I see.
And hey, there's no way to bring that down now.
What about the practice? Is there practice? Because I've probably masturbated like several hundred thousand times in my life, but it's only been like three times I remember where I went, I'll wait till next time. Like, I only got like three of those, like, right in action.
That was when you're profoundly depressed, though.
Just sometimes I was tired, or I remembered I did it 5 minutes earlier, and then got disgusted at myself. You do once in a while. You do that with eating too. You go, geez, I could really go for it. And then you go, wait a minute, I just ate. Oh, wait a minute, I'm eating now.
You just don't have the stamina.
Right. Yeah, like, you don't think about it. But Drew, should you practice like doing push-ups with your brain? You know what I mean? By denying yourself.
Oh, that's
should you think about? Should we all practice thinking about chocolate cake and beating off, and then going, "No, I'll not do it."
There's no evidence in working the addiction field that does anything. In fact, it makes
all
things
right,
a little
good.
Worse.
I'm not doing it then. All right, we gotta take a break then because I gotta take care of some business.
Fair enough.
You're coming with me, Drew.
We gotta go pee.
All right.
Oh, dear.
That's a code.
Yes, that's right. Ian Ziering is here tonight. Lisa Loeb is here tonight. The new Spider-Man DVD coming out. The animated series. It is 13 of them all together coming out tomorrow, and we'll be right back. Hey, yo, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Loeb is here tonight. Ian Ziering is here tonight.
Thank you.
I miss Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh, thanks.
I really do.
You and me both.
Yeah. You're set for life, right? You got enough money for
I'm
doing that show. Yeah. You still get residuals and stuff, right?
Yeah, there's a few bucks that comes in.
Yeah. What, do they not have that in cable, Drew? How does that work?
We only did 350 shows. What are you complaining about?
That's the other show. I got another show I don't get
paid
on.
I went on your show on MTV.
Yeah. See? We're not getting paid for that.
God damn it.
But that doesn't still air. I do shows that air.
And it was on MTV.
I created a show or helped create a show that airs, and I don't think I get paid for it.
Yeah.
What
boy,
is
are you
that?
A chump.
You got to own a piece of it.
Yeah. Well, it just, you know, you got to have the right management, Drew. You know, you got the same one. Yeah. Genius.
You both need to fire that guy.
Well, I did. But Drew ain't that smart. Jason?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was wondering if it's possible to be to cross addict from drugs to like a relationship.
Oh. Routinely, when that is the number one cause that people relapse out of treatment. You were specifically, if you're somebody who's come out of treatment, directed not to start a new relationship for at least a year.
Yeah,
everyone does.
6 months.
Yeah, everyone does. Then everyone relapses.
I thought there's like a riddle, like we like cross a dick with a pineapple, and then when the guy's an orgasm, pina colada.
What are you saying he relapses into?
Like I thought it was going to be funny.
Usually, he's saying it's a compulsive relationship. Most relationships, new relationships, early in recovery are just hostage situations. People just again using relationships as a way of regulating their feeling states, just the way they use substances. And the thing about relationships, you usually get two people early in recovery, is recovery's not going well, and they take each other down.
Mm.
The other thing is that when you're in a relationship, if you're trying to grow, it's very difficult. Both people must be growing simultaneously. If one is trying to grow in recovery and the other is sort of stuck, they're both going down again. So it's an extremely treacherous thing to do in early recovery.
He has another question.
Go ahead.
What happened was I was in rehab for about 3 months, and then I got out, and I was out for about six, and I knew this girl before, and she didn't do drugs or anything. And I figured it'd be a good relationship to get into because I waited a while, and we've been going out for about a year and a half, and we broke up.
Here's the deal. What did your sponsor say about that new relationship?
He didn't really say anything.
Anything you figure is going to be colored by your disease. You see? Because, again, this is back to those motivational priorities. When you've been a cocaine addict.
How long has he been out of rehab?
6 months.
All right.
No, I've been out of rehab for a couple of years now.
So you said the relationship started when you were 6 months out.
Yeah.
All right. Are you still with her?
Yeah, well, we got back together because we broke up. I broke up with her about a week ago, and now we're back together.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand the timeline.
I don't either.
3 months of rehab.
Be that as it may, it's going to be a tumultuous ride for him. It's going to end up in him using again.
So what's a better thing for him to do? Be by himself and sort of feel that?
The better thing is, because he's chosen a chaotic enabling person probably,
right.
And the better thing is to listen to his sponsor, stay focused on his recovery. That's the important thing right now.
Listen, you may think
he'll magically attract healthier people once he's been sober for a while.
Non-English speaking prostitutes for a couple of years.
He's
a 19-year-old man. It is healthier, right?
Of course, Adam, yes.
Well,
you weren't a cocaine addict.
No, like the guy's 19.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be maybe in a serious relationship now because there's a chance to sort of knock him off balance.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a man of passion, as you are.
Oh, well, I see what you're saying. He should just frequent
once a week, you get a little rub with a happy release and it takes the edge off and you're able to focus on your sobriety. Seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drew, okay, if you had a patient.
Yeah, here's the deal.
Would you rather he do that for a year or get in a sort of tumultuous relationship?
It depends
Thank
on the patient.
You.
And that will become another compulsion. That's how they get involved with compulsions, with sexual compulsions.
Hey,
80% of addicts have features of sexual addictions.
Hmm? What's wrong with a hobby?
Yeah, I agree with Lisa.
The prostitutes again?
Yeah. Well, it's a business for them, but for you it's a
hobby.
It's vocation versus a avocation, as they say. All right, let's talk to Anton, who's 15. Anton?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Hey, Drew, you're a genius. Adam, you too. Drew, you're a passionate man. Spider-Man was a masterpiece of a movie, man. I loved it.
Well, we're talking about the animated series, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too, and the movie was great. I'm a big
fan. Cool. Glad you liked it.
It's coming out on DVD tomorrow, Anton.
Really? Yeah. I might even buy it. I don't know. I might.
Of course you're going to buy it.
Go out and do that. What's your question, Anton?
I was just wondering when you guys are coming to Stanford, because I live at Palo Alto pretty close, and I just want to see you guys.
All right. Well, we're coming there.
Wednesday. A week from tomorrow.
Are y'all going there to speak?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what. It's around usually around 8 o'clock. I don't know what auditorium we're in, but we're there.
That's nice over there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. All right, I'll be sure to come by. I might have to cut school and stuff, though, but yeah.
You go to night school, Anton?
8 o'clock at night.
I'm going to high school.
8 o'clock at night.
But usually by the time the streetlights come on, the last session is out of a lot of classes.
Final
out
period.
Of session, right?
Final period is usually around 7:30, isn't it?
Oh, I thought you meant 8 a.m.
No.
Oh, okay, 8 p.m.
I don't do anything before 10 a.m. I'm like that caller wakes up at 1.
Yeah.
All right, Anton. We'll look for the moped parked out front of the auditorium. We'll know that's yours. All right, what are we doing, Drew? One more call before we go to break?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's talk to Kathy, who's 23. Kathy?
Yep.
What's up?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I have there's this guy that I've kind of been dating off and on, I guess, for the past 3 or 4 months. And I recently just began sleeping with him, and we slept together probably about 4 times, and it kind of always seemed a little weird because it didn't seem like he may have been into it, kind of not. Mm-hmm. And I guess my question is, I kind of felt he never was able to orgasm because I just kind of got that impression. I never really asked him about it until recently.
Is that something you could vaguely get an impression about with guys?
I don't know. for some reason I just can kind of tell. It seemed like. He wasn't really enjoying it, but he wasn't completely fully enjoying it.
Well,
it doesn't sound like she's very happy.
But
I'm trying to figure out the part where the guy was able to pull this off.
Yeah,
this,
where she's able to wonder whether there was an orgasm. Usually guys produce.
You can pretty much tell. I mean, that's the thing. Kathy.
You can definitively tell.
You can absolutely categorically tell.
Okay. Well, it's like saying, I've stood in the bathroom, but I couldn't tell if he actually took a leak or not.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you can.
Yeah, you can absolutely. If you can't tell, then that's what we're concerned about.
The answer would be no.
Okay, I can't. Okay, I knew that he wasn't.
Anderson
does make a point, which is if he's wearing a condom, then he can fake it. Was he wearing a condom?
No.
Oh.
So I actually asked him about it then just recently, and he said, well, I think it's because I masturbate too much. And so I was wondering if that actually is an excuse, or I kind of started to hear from his friends.
You're fat.
Drew, please. Please, Drew.
No, only okay. if he masturbates really excessively, like to the point of self-harm.
Guys that are...
He's very sexually active, though, I believe, because I was recently talking to his... I mean, not right now when he's with me, as far as I know, but like I said, we're not really exclusively dating or anything like that.
All right. Hold on. I just want okay. First off, let me tell you about masturbation. It's like saying the guy can't do 10 push-ups because he exercises too much.
Right.
No, that guy can do 100 push-ups. Like a guy who's used to beating off 10 times a day, 11... Ain't nothing for him. He's used to something coming out of his penis every 10 or 15 minutes during waking hours. So that's a retarded excuse that everyone seems to sort of buy into. Number two, if you just don't sound sure of yourself at all, you don't know if you're exclusive, he may be dating other people, he doesn't seem like he's enjoying it very much.
He doesn't orgasm.
Yeah, you got to find out what's going on with this guy. Is he on medication? Is he just not into this relationship?
He's a very straight-laced guy. I've been talking to his friends now about like this topic specifically, but they are saying that he used to, at least when they were around him a lot of times, does take women home a lot or used to.
All right, he's not into this.
Move forward. Yeah, this guy's a real cocksman. He bangs everything that moves. Anyway, sweetie pie, I wish you two the best of luck.
That's right.
Dump him, move on. We'll take a break. Lisa Loeb, Ian Ziering here tonight, and we'll be right back. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ian Ziering is here tonight. So is Lisa Loeb.
Hello.
They both do some voices on the new Spider-Man DVD set, which is coming out. It's got 13 episodes. It's not quite 3D, but 2.5D.
Gives that impression of CD. Of
double D, triple D.
Yeah,
don't say it around.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Boom, man, that's all right.
Bouncy.
Yeah. Anyway, that's coming out tomorrow. Also, Lisa's going to have herself a CD out around March. Right?
Yeah.
Got a is it children's book?
Oh, that's a children's book record and book. Yeah, oh. I put out a children's book at the very end of last year. It's just available at Barnes & Noble right now.
You don't have kids, or do you?
I only have a niece.
Don't you have to have kids before you put out the children's book?
No, and my friend I made the CD with her. She has a 2-year-old. And it's a little book and a CD.
And what about my Lisa covers the porn theme?
That would be great too. I think the children would love that.
Well, can you sing just a little bit of He's Got It All?
Teach it to me again.
Okay, well, if Anderson could cue it up, we could probably do it. And again, it's made for just a lady and her acoustic guitar.
I see. I could play that. I'm going out on tour starting in the middle of February for about a month with Dweezil and a band. And I could do that as an acoustic number during encore.
This is the kind of thing where you give the band a break and just a spotlight hits you.
Right.
And you pull a stool up to the microphone and you put that, I don't know what's called, that bar.
The capo.
The capo on the frets there. Yeah. You put the capo bar there.
Right.
And it's sort of Joan Baez-y thing.
Right.
And you do that thing with your hair, and you go, this is a number, it's pretty important to me.
It's really important to me. It's meant a lot to me.
Right, over the years.
Over the years, and I really would like to share it with you tonight.
And it goes a little something like this. No, hold on a second, Anderson. You do that really pretentious thing, that real pretentious thing where you go, and if it's okay with you, I'd like to share it with you. Like people
they might hate it.
I don't know. We kind of like see the band.
Right.
Yeah, so you do that.
Okay.
All right, do that.
And if it's okay with you, I have something I'd like to share with you tonight.
Perfect. All right, go ahead, Anderson.
He has it all.
He has it all.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to please in every detail. His mom and his sister, by the way. He can do more than you'd ever. I don't know if you have the range.
I could do it.
Do it with style. I know.
I'll work with my vocal coach on this when I get to New York next week.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, right. Know that you thought that you knew him. So it goes, well, maybe you did, but you don't. See what I'm saying?
But maybe you did,
But you don't.
Harmony,
really
it's better.
Point.
No,
point.
Adam
don't
and Lisa
stand sideways.
Sings.
Yeah, we could do
he
a duet.
He only reveals what he wants you to see, and then shows it on.
And when he does, he satisfies me.
When he does, he satisfies me.
Okay, big ending here. You only knew. Just what he could do.
Oh.
You'd want him to.
You'd want him to.
If you only knew.
Yeah. I could do that.
Yeah, that'd be strong.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, with the acoustic. Maybe,
with acoustic guitar, maybe just a bass will come in halfway through.
I think we need a Love Line CD.
And you apologize.
I do.
Huh?
I think we need a Love Line CD.
That's a good idea.
And then Lisa can cover it on a concert.
And it will mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind, I'd like to share it with you now.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Perfect.
It's the worst.
Yeah, isn't that the most pretentious thing?
Yeah, like, it is.
If it's okay with your blessing. And the worst is when they stop. Is it okay? Oh, it's all right. People are clapping. All right. Well, then I'll go on with my set.
Oh,
please,
God.
You anuses. Oh, don't ever do that. Just go, look, this song's really hot. You're going to dig it. You're going to dance your ass off. Here we go.
Yeah, you're going to dance your ass off. This is a real big dance tune. I'd like to play for you now.
Laugh your ass off, one or the other.
Tracy?
Oh, hi.
You're 16, what,
Tracy?
Yeah, I had a question for Ian.
It's Ian.
Ian.
God damn it.
What can I do for you, Tracy?
Well, I first wanted to say I think you're great, and I'm a big fan of 90210.
Oh, thanks. Such a fan, you can't pronounce his name correctly?
Oh, no, I'm so sorry, I didn't know that.
It's right. Okay.
Go ahead.
And I wanted to know if you guys had the DVD set out.
You know, it's interesting. I think there's a DVD set of the show in Japan.
Ooh, I'm going to get that when I go to Japan.
But it's not here. Oddly enough.
But you couldn't play it on a Western machine.
No, it's English with Japanese subtitles.
You can play DVDs.
Don't they have different DVD machines?
I don't know. No. I know they do with VHS. There's
Ooh,
NTCS. Or,
oh, yeah, but, and it's,
they have different even Game Boys and stuff like that. They have
oh,
different,
really?
Different, it's all different.
I don't know.
They get all
if you went on the internet,
there.
You could probably find a DVD collection somewhere.
But how many episodes were done?
Close to 300.
That would be a big, God. Like a catalog of DVDs.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, there is a DVD coming out tomorrow.
That's right.
Of Spider-Man.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's as if Ian is in the room with you when you listen to this and watch this DVD.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the wildest things about doing the animated series was we'd all be sitting in a room kind of like we are right now with microphones and doing the parts of the characters. But then when you saw your voice, and it was a character voice, slightly, and you see it with somebody else's face. Like, you can actually see this character speaking the words that you were in a studio speaking. It's a really bizarre experience.
And you guys did it. You guys, everyone did it. Because sometimes they just do it piecemeal where somebody lays
down their
track.
Most of the time we did it together.
There were quite a few occasions
where we would do it independently of each other. I did actually the one session in New York City while everyone was back here.
Wow, and simultaneously.
Sometimes simultaneously.
Kathy Griffin, Gina Gershon is on this thing. Michael Clark Duncan, Rob Zombie. I did the voice of Buzz Lightyear's Commander Nebula for like 60 episodes on some Disney thing, and never was in the room with anybody ever.
That's strange.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's like it would probably be more enjoyable just socially, but it's probably easier to figure out if somebody was sitting next to you, too. But that's all right. The director had me do 70 takes of almost every line.
Perfect.
Then you'll get it.
And be prepared. I have nephews, and they were going through a Buzz Lightyear period when I was the voice of Commander Nebula. But my sister, who was their mother, was not impressed. It was like, hey, guess who's the voice of Captain Nebula? Huh?
So what?
Well, not so what. Just yeah. I said, you don't think that's kind of cool for the kids? Yeah, that's all right. Anyway, you going to Dad's house for Christmas? Come on, baby, give it up now.
There's love there.
I'd be going bizarre. I'd be going sick with that stuff. If I was like 5 and a half, and somebody was doing the voice of something, it was like, oh, are you kidding me? I'm going nuts.
Yeah, you'd have to meet them.
The other weird thing, I had the experience with the Crank Anchors. I can't listen to that Crank Anchor episode when it's just my voice. But when it's the puppet doing it, it softens it a bit. It's okay.
Uncomfortable, huh?
To hear it is really uncomfortable.
Well, maybe we should hear that. Anderson? What'd you find? This is
if you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Is that uncomfortable, Drew?
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. That was just a little tiny piece of it.
Oh,
it?
Yeah.
Why don't you got no play, player?
It gets much worse
gets
than that.
It gets bad, yeah.
Yeah, it's very bad. Mark?
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you, don't be a player hater. Because when you tap her in the ass, you ain't going to be interested in pistol rubbing no more.
Yeah,
and the digit is Dizzle. And in the hizzy for chizzy, going to be great on the QT.
Yeah, listen,
for
stop
real.
It. Stop it. We, for a cranky anchor show, we called up some Loveline call. So, I don't know. With some Loveline listeners,
yeah,
told them that we're trying to get the MTV show Loveline back on MTV, but they wanted Drew to be a little more urban. So if he didn't mind, we were going to record this conversation so we could play it for the MTV executive to show that Drew was hipper, younger, and more urban than they thought. So,
that's hilarious.
That was Drew keeping it real.
Yeah.
Mark?
Hello?
You're 13?
Yeah, hey guys, I just had a Germany or Florida.
All right. Instead of explaining Germany or Florida, we'll just play it, and then I'll explain it when we're done. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, I just want to say you guys are totally awesome, Adam. You're a genius, and you're extremely funny.
Thank you.
Dr. Drew's a genius.
Mm. Look, when everyone's a genius, then no one's a genius, kid. You understand?
It's not special anymore.
Just give it to Adam.
Everyone gets the gold. Everyone. First, second, third, 28th. Everyone gets the gold.
What's up, Mark? Come on. All right. Germany or Florida?
All right. There's a man that faces charges after his attempts to tackle a rat problem ended in disaster when he accidentally shot his neighbor.
Ooh.
A 56-year-old man started shooting the rats from his back porch, but did not notice his elderly neighbor at 79 years old pruning her roses.
Pruning.
One of the bullets ricocheted off of a stone and hit the woman in the leg.
Wow.
She was taken to the hospital where surgeons had to operate to remove the bullet.
Yeah.
Porch.
It sounds very Floridian. Like
porch is very Florida, right?
It sounds Florida.
Porches Florida? Are way more Florida than Germany.
We would have heard of this, though, over Florida, huh?
Not necessarily.
The rats, not the rats, it's those big, what are those things called?
No, you're thinking of Nutria.
Nutria, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they have those in Florida.
I think porch is Florida.
All right, Florida.
We're going Florida.
Actually, it was Germany.
Oh. See, I was trying to talk you out of that.
Because of the pruning.
Yeah.
And the stone.
Germany! All Florida! It's Germany! All Florida!
That's David Alan Greer singing the theme to Germany or Florida.
It's a nice melody.
All right. Well, listen, you
could cover that one too, Lisa. It'd be good.
That's a really good idea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Germany or Florida theme, which we haven't really worked out yet. It's been some time now. We've had Pink try it. Who else did we have? Oh, Tori Amos.
Tori Amos tried.
She tried it. Mm. She did all solid jobs. You know, I think
Germany or Florida.
I told her it was too much like Ebony or Ivor.
Oh,
Germany,
you're right.
Or Florida.
I think that was
Pink.
Oh, that's Michelle Branch.
Michelle Branch.
Yeah. What the hell? All right.
Germany or Florida.
Germany or Florida.
That's Pink.
That's Pink.
Well, that was Michelle Branch. Come on.
Oh, that's Michelle Branch? Oh, she. Well, then what
she
was Pink?
She said
she
was sick, remember?
But what's Pink like?
Sick or like?
Ill.
Sick. Hold on, I'm looking.
It needs to be institutionalized.
I think that was Pink, that last one.
No, that was her.
Really?
It was Pink.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Germany or Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Lisa, you have any?
Germany or Florida.
No.
That's a little oompa-pa. No?
Yeah. No.
Why can't I do Germany or Florida?
You can. Get a little force behind it.
Yeah.
But y'all are watching me.
We'll turn. We'll avert our gaze.
Right now?
Yeah.
Germany or Florida?
Yeah.
Sound like Bjork.
I've got a five.
Oh, thank you.
Jennifer, what's up?
Oh, wait. We didn't talk to Jennifer yet.
Oh, sorry.
You know, it was weird as I turned around. We did avert our gaze, and I looked, and I thought I was looking at Lisa's reflection through the glass.
Oh, and I could feel that.
But I was looking at somebody else doing something else and wondering why Lisa was holding papers up in front of her face, and I realized, no, that's not Lisa. That's a totally separate person.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
what is that?
I don't even know what that was. I think I hung up on somebody. Jennifer?
Hello?
You're 23?
Yeah.
And turn off your radio.
Yeah. What's up? You want to sing the Germany or Florida theme?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Okay. What's your question?
I'm just curious, if you're giving yourself an enema, what goes in the bag?
Everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, just use use Fleets. It's already pre-mixed. It's tap water if you're putting something in a bag. And there's something called a soap suds in them, too. But just go ahead and use the Fleets. It's pre-mixed.
Why? Coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee enemas.
Really hot, like McDonald's coffee enema?
Prepared for Steve McQueen and cured cancer for many years. But then suddenly...
Yeah, what does a coffee enema do for you?
Nothing. Zero.
All right. What's in the Fleet enemas?
Sort of a what's called an osmotic load. It's a little bit of
isn't it like a saline solution?
It's a bit. It's a little more concentrated than that.
Lisa and I are going to sing the theme from Osmotic Load later on in the 11:45.
My father's a stomach doctor.
He is.
Yeah.
What does he say about it?
Just talking about enemas. Well, you're supposed to do one before you have a colonoscopy.
I had a colonoscopy about a week ago. Did I tell you this?
It's not as bad as you think it's going to be, is it?
No, it was my second one.
What do you mean?
I've actually had a couple as well.
Did I tell you? Yeah, I don't remember.
I've had a couple of colonoscopies as well.
You have?
It's smart to do
that. Why? I don't thought women weren't supposed to have that.
Yeah.
It's really not that
50
bad.
50 for women.
It's not that bad?
Lisa's got bowel problems.
And what's age?
I was having some stomach problems.
Men, colon cancer. Get colon cancer.
What age?
I think if you can afford it, you're not worried about your insurance covering. I think 40, 45 is the time to start getting those. So, Katie Couric is on a rampage about this.
Right.
Her husband died in his 30s of colon cancer. And that can happen. And why? And it shouldn't happen today. It just should not happen.
Right.
What was a good year for it happening?
50. 55, yeah.
Then it was like guy dies of colon. Hey, you're cool. That's
it's a
cool.
good year.
Yeah, bad news. Bert's dying of colon cancer. He's 42. Okay, what's a good year for that?
Yeah.
All right, so, Drew, if your insurance doesn't cover it, do they charge by the lineal foot, or what are they? How do they charge by?
I'll find out.
Find out what that'll run. And can you haggle?
No.
You get what you pay for, Adam.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, if I tell them, like, listen, I'm a carpenter, what do you need around here? I'm sure big place like this, probably a little laminate work to be done, some doors to be hung. You know, let's work with me just a little bit here.
You get three estimates and throw away the top and the bottom.
Right. Just go right in the ass. All right. So you're saying that, now I don't know how old Ian and we're probably somewhere in the same neighborhood age-wise. Yeah. Should we be going in and getting one of these things?
Smart. You know, or at least you got to do the stool test every year for blood.
Yeah.
That at minimum. And then every 5 years, the colon.
That's weird.
The blood test? The stool test?
Yes.
You don't like fishing the...
I don't think anybody likes doing that.
No. Fishing actually, around. There's a very small percentage of people that really like
it. Yeah, they love that.
But there's no middle. There's
right.
People that
that's probably
it.
Not covered by insurance.
Very small group that really likes it in an unnatural way, and then there's the rest of us.
Yeah.
But you had one. Is this because your father's work?
Yeah, he thought it would be really fun. I was having stomach problems.
I see. And it's,
and it's
okay?
One of those things. Yeah, I'm fine.
It's all right?
Yeah.
Did that help you out?
It helped me find that there was nothing wrong.
They put you under?
Oh, yeah.
I guess so,
Yes, you're out.
Let me ask you this. Now, were you? How long ago did you have this stuff?
Like 10 years ago.
Hmm. 10 years ago. So you weren't. You're just barely Lisa Loeb.
I just became Lisa Loeb.
I remember talking
you're
to you about
becoming
this.
Lisa
think.
Loeb.
Did we talk about a colonoscopy?
I think you and I talked about this, but
I don't know. Maybe not.
Drew.
Maybe so.
You were barely. You've always sort of barely been Drew. But what I'm saying is I know it's weirder, right? It's weird if you're Elvis or you're Burt Reynolds or something, and you got this. Like it's like you got to feel.
What's
a little...
weirder is that you're laughing because they put you under, and it's hilarious. Whatever they used to put you under.
Oh really? It's real good.
Yeah.
All right, I got to go with that.
Anyway.
All right. You know what I'd do? I'd have a whole. You know what my scam would be? My scam would be putting people under and not putting anything up their ass. Just staying there. And then they wake up in like 3 hours like, yeah, everything checked out. You're looking good. That's $2,800.
That's
it
good
all checked
scam.
Out. Yeah. I could bore you with the technical data, but suffice it to say, you're fine. We'll see you in another. And you're like, wow, it was better than my ass. Feels great.
Well, now they send you home with pictures.
Yeah, you have videotapes or photographs.
Yeah. But how do you know what your colon looks like?
That's right. I'd show you some cadavers colon from the 60s. You'd have no idea. You're not like, wait a minute. Mine has a jog to the left and then goes to the right.
Is there some kind of virtual colonoscopy?
No, they're not nearly as accurate. They're no good yet.
It's just it's not that bad.
Nothing is going to replace.
I had that whole body scan, the heart scan,
ass.
Body scan, and
worthless. Pretty worthless.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Of the whole body, you think it's worthless?
See, I always think it's worthless
too.
Sorry, I'm not a doctor. I just think that
anatomy,
right,
is a tiny little piece of the puzzle. And anatomy at a single moment in time may or may not be something useful.
Hmm.
And as a screening test, not a very cost-effective way to screen.
What do you think? They can see things that are enlarged, or if it's diseased.
No, you can't see disease. Listen, that's anatomy. You can see. You can see.
What? You're dying. Yeah. Stop arguing with.
We're all dying.
And start living, man. Right. You've got a very short.
I'm raging on.
What are you doing here on the radio with this Spider-Man DVD? You should be out. You should be windsurfing.
The only thing really you can scream for.
You ride motorcycles, though, right?
I do. I ride motorcycles.
The only thing you really scream for is kidney cancer, which is extremely rare, and then brain cancers, which they don't even do your head anyway.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah, they don't do that.
Did they do your head, Ian?
No.
Yeah.
They stopped at the neck and just above my...
So, Drew, all this stuff, because it's important to talk about, because you do hear the commercials like full body scanning and imaging.
It's not as good as what we use as screening techniques.
It's not much less invasive.
No. Well, no.
Because
you still have to do a colonoscopy.
You do?
Absolutely. It doesn't do anything to replace that.
No, I had a heart scan and a body scan, and it was kind of like a, sitting in this big donut that would scan my body.
Yeah, like a Xerox machine.
But it does not replace the PSA, is the prostate, does not replace regular physical exams, does not replace colonoscopy, does not replace functional evaluations of the heart.
I was looking at my heart, and he said, look, there's no calcium here. There's no sign of any.
If you had calcium there, what would they do?
So you better
get a better test.
That's right. You'd have the screening test that we normally use for a functional evaluation.
If I did see it, I would know.
You wouldn't have known.
You wouldn't necessarily feel it.
True, you're jealous because you don't have that donut.
You should do the proper screening. If you want to do real screening, do the functional test regularly.
All right,
is that a stress test?
Yeah, hold on. I got to yell at everybody, especially Drew, though. Yeah. Here's what Ian is saying. Ian is saying that a lot of people would not go... Well, first off... Okay, it's probably overpriced and overhyped, but as a Jewish doctor said about the enema, it couldn't hurt.
Wouldn't hurt. Well, okay. Although there's some question about it possibly hurting at one point.
What Ian is saying is you're saying, well, you should go get the test and would see if you had that calcium or that plaque. Ian is saying he wouldn't have done that test.
Right. If you absolutely wouldn't have done anything else, then yes, get started.
Apparently it can detect emphysema that you might know you had the beginnings of.
Same thing you could see on a physical exam.
Just from breathing and putting the little
and if you think you see it, then what you get is the spirometry test. Actually, see if there's emphysema.
True.
It's sort of a start. It doesn't really accomplish
anything.
Sounds like
a fun day.
It doesn't do anything.
You know what? For $700, I walked out of there clean as a whistle, and it gave me peace of mind.
Right. False peace of mind. Your body's riddled with cancer. I'm telling you.
You would be riddled with cancer, but
you wouldn't be.
The point is, it doesn't replace. It hasn't. Yeah, if it replaced everything, we just use that. But people are very confused about anatomy and function and physiology. Those are all different things, and anatomy is one little piece of the puzzle.
All right. Here's the point. You shouldn't be doing it instead of doing something else. But if you got $700
and you definitely wouldn't do anything
it's
else,
it's not going to hurt you.
Then it wouldn't
hurt
you.
All right. Give me some competitive prices on the.
By the way, in my world, I see tons of people unnecessarily getting now the functional test because they see some calcium and it ends up not meaning anything. So hundreds of thousands of dollars are spent because they're screening for stuff, seeing stuff that really, if they'd just gone through the usual screening procedures, it would have fallen out eventually as something they needed to do or not do, and it would have been done. I mean, it's not that we need better screening. You know, the screening procedures are good as they are. People just need to do them.
Let's move forward here. But Drew, give me some prices on the ass thing.
All right, well,
find out when the insurance does the whatever.
Find out when they do.
Yeah, when
probably at 50. And even then, I don't know. The non insurance.
We'll forge a birth certificate.
Interesting.
You do that, right?
Yeah, of course.
All right, Lisa Loeb is here tonight
talking about your colon.
Ian Ziering here. Perfect health. The donut doesn't lie. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Lisa Loeb and Ian Ziering are here tonight, both on the new Spider-Man TV show release. 13 episodes on one or two. Two discs. Must be two, yes. DVD set, which is out tomorrow. We're also going to hear ourselves a new song from Lisa Loeb.
Actually, an old song.
Oh, an old song.
It's not. It's a song that's the theme song for the Dweezil and Lisa show, and it's also on my record, Hello, Lisa.
Oh.
And on my album, Cake and Pie. So this is we decided to play this song.
I'll come back
and play new music later when it's going to be out, but right now.
Yes. Oh, all right. Well, hold on one second.
Okay, I'll tell you.
I know that was going to be a real smooth segue
there,
and I crapped all over it.
God.
Just like Drew did with Ian and his magic donut. Ian is not recovered yet, by the way. You owe an apology.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Drew.
Just blow a little smoke up where the hose goes. You know what I mean?
I just did that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is cool. All right, here's what I want to say. When the new CD comes out in March, you can come back and give it a plug. If
the show's
doing gangbusters,
come back.
And you're still... with the guy who won't pull the trigger, who won't buy the ring.
We'll work on him, don't worry.
Bring him, we'll get
him around.
We'll work him good.
I didn't hear her say she wants to get married.
She does.
I didn't hear her say she didn't want to get
she
married.
Does.
I don't know if pressuring people is really the best way to go.
Oh, yes.
You want to get married?
Yeah. Of course.
Do I want to get married? Yeah, I want to get married.
She wants to get married.
I don't have children.
Wants to have kids.
Know.
That's right.
I don't have family.
I heard that clock tick.
You heard the clock ticking? Yeah, so it's very late. It's like...
And here's the thing about guys. They will float around as long as they can.
As long as they're allowed.
You reel them in.
They will.
Well, you know.
That's right.
They will.
Oh, he's got to know. He's got to know what he's got. All right. We'll
straighten him out. We will.
Okay.
All right. Now we can hear You Don't Know Me.
Sudden, she's never had one before. She's looking for the thumbs up when they're walking through the door. She's showing him off by making him talk. She's putting her hand in his pocket. Shows on her face what she doesn't say, what she doesn't say. You don't know me, you don't know me at all. You don't know me, you don't know me at all. You don't know me, you don't know me at all. Doesn't know that we know that we've been here before. We always pay attention when she walks through the door. It's the clothes that she chooses, it's the words that she uses. She says, you don't know me, you don't know me at all. Pretend that it's not really happening, but we can see her smiling from afar. We don't see her much anymore, but we can hear her whistling when she walks to her car. Me.
Lisa Loeb, everybody. Not off the new CD, but we will hear stuff. But a good song, nonetheless. And we'll hear stuff off the new one in about 3 months. When,
yeah.
Maybe two and a half when she comes
we'll come back.
Here.
Thank you, Ayn.
Ayn is also here, and they're plugging the new Spider-Man television show. It's an animated series, double DVD. All right, that is out as of tomorrow. Janie.
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was just wondering, is it normal to not have a sex drive at all?
No.
Yeah, so...
did you ever have one, or did you suddenly lose yours?
Yeah, I did.
You did have one?
Mm-hmm.
And what
but
was happening?
In, like, a few years.
A few years.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, there's someone I really like, but I just have, like, no desire whatsoever.
What has changed in the last couple of years?
I don't know. I've been depressed.
Are you on?
So I know that antidepressants can cause that.
Are you on antidepressants?
Yeah. I'm on Effexor.
All right. Well, that can shut you down completely.
But I can't. My psychiatrist won't put me on anything like Wellbutrin, so.
How about Cerazone? It's another one that won't screw around with your sex drive so much.
I don't know. I've never
Talk to him or her about it. It's a decision you've got to make. If your depression is severe,
why won't you
even
do it?
Look, because maybe she had severe recalcitrant depression. I mean, 50%.
But I didn't have a sex drive before I went on them.
Yeah. Oh,
but
so
that was
never
when
went
you
away?
Were, but that was when you were depressed, though.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to tell. Is it the depression? Is it the antidepressant? But Effexor can shut you down pretty good.
Effexor is a more potent.
It's a pretty powerful one, yeah.
Because
well,
you can supplement it with the Wellbutrin stuff,
the dosage,
right?
If I lower the dosage, would that make a difference?
Sometimes it will. But how about adding Wellbutrin? Talk to your doctor about that. Or adding something like Cialis.
Would cause seizures.
You tell him Caesar Schmeezer.
Do you have an eating disorder?
I hate a seizure.
Yeah, the Wellbutrin can cause seizures in the setting of eating disorders.
Seizure is one of the worst Schmeezer.
So, but even so,
I wanted to be on Wellbutrin, but I'm just saying they won't let me.
Again, the risk is that people with eating disorders are at risk for the seizure.
I say disorder to schmorter.
I know you say that, but be that as it may.
I still say Caesar Schmeezer.
How about some of these
Schmeezer? Well, and she never had seizures.
Yeah. She also has an eating disorder?
No.
Okay, it's different. You have an eating disorder.
Yeah.
And the other thing is to add...
Can I cause the
sex drive drop?
Yeah,
it could. It's something that's worth looking at. Sometimes you get premature ovarian failure or what are called anovulatory cycles. You could get your hormones checked just to make sure that it's not related to eating disorder. The other thing
having a period can act.
Hold on a second.
Not having a period can be a sign that you're having ovarian failure.
I say disorder
to schmorter. I think we should have stuck with that. But be that as it may, they're
Caesar Schmeezer, too. And what was the other one?
Period Schmeriad.
Period Schmeriad.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yes.
Newer medicines.
Newer schmoor.
That women might be using a Viagra-like. This thing called Cialis, Levitra.
Oh, come on. Vishmitra. Schmitra.
Schmitra. You 5 years old.
5 year old schmibrial. All right. I say mature and mishmur.
All right. And it might help sometimes with the sex drive restoration.
As a woman,
antidepressants.
And I don't want to speak. I mean, we have a woman here. But can't you just sort of hold still and kickstart yourself?
Yeah, but she's not saying she won't have sex. She's saying there's no sort of
not
drive. No, yeah.
But are there other things? It sounds like there's so many different things going on that she should take care of them.
Eating disorder, probably trauma survivor. The depression is probably so severe the doctors are concerned that she might hurt herself. They take her off the medicines.
I don't have any trauma.
Not a trauma survivor?
Trauma shmama.
No, I've never been raped or anything.
Raped shmaped.
Maybe she should give herself a break and not worry about the fact that she's
I'm
going
to be moving and to where this guy lives. And it's not that I don't want to have a relationship, but I'm too embarrassed to just say, you know.
Well, where does he live, by the way?
Seattle.
Moving into
hold
his
on.
City?
Hold on. I got something to say about Seattle. Seattle? Schmeattle.
They have really good donuts in Seattle.
Music's
really?
Pretty good.
Wow. Yeah.
They have good what?
Donuts.
I can get a full medical workup.
Pike's Market.
Just crawl inside one of those.
Yeah, they have some cherry buttermilk bars.
I get all heated up every time I drive past the airport.
Are you moving to Seattle or moving to his apartment in Seattle?
No, I'm not going to be living with him.
The vicinity.
All right. And are you sure he likes you?
I mean, how are you supposed to tell someone that, oh, no, it's not that I don't like you. I just have absolutely no sex drive.
Well, look, does he...
Because no, I think most guys...
Listen, shut up, crazy.
Like some sort of bad...
Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, and shut up. No, it's all right. I can be rude. She needs a little kick in the pants. She talks too much.
Janie, come on. That's fine.
Janie.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I know you're angry at me now, but are you sure he likes you and feels like this is a good thing? Because hold on a second. I worry that Janie's got a lot of energy and she's a little nutty and that she's moving out to Seattle. And the guy's like, holy Christ, I got this nut job moving out over here who's obsessed with me. Is there something? Does it feel a little bit. Mean, is he moving her out? Is he anxious to have her move out? Is he expecting?
He's actually more vocal about liking me than I am towards him. He doesn't really know about any of my issues either, I guess.
Okay.
Should he know about her issues? If he likes her, if he's the one who really likes her, should he say?
If he really likes you, you can give him a small dose of your issues, but
don't overwhelm him.
Don't overwhelm him.
Like you're kind of going through some things.
Don't dump them on him. But again, revisit with a doctor. Cerazone, Remeron. These medicines could also be used. Again, the depression is probably very, very severe and very serious, but there are potentially alternatives that don't screw up your sex drive.
And Lisa, she needs a doctor in Seattle, Lexapro, too, right?
Right, yeah. So she's going to be changing doctors and stuff, maybe revisit some of this stuff.
Where are you from, Lisa?
I'm from Dallas.
Oh, I knew that.
I'm from Dallas, Texas.
I don't know why. Probably because you told me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Seems like Seattle would be a good place for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I love Seattle.
You do?
They've got good donuts.
Great donuts over there. I've been to Seattle once, actually. Enjoyed it, yes. Twice. Didn't
they've got
go
one
once?
Of the best
we
markets there, yeah. The Pike. Pike's,
yes, the fish market.
The fish market, but it's incredible. They have every kind of food you could even think about.
The guy with the crazy voice throws the fish at you.
Yes, and they have Greek food and Thai food and all these different booths and one that's just cheeses and oh my god, it's in the best donut stores, like I said, like 7,000 times,
and it's really blue. I mean, when it's not raining and weird, but it's very city like when you go there and then you go back to LA, you get angry at LA because you realize what an un-city it is, how it's sort of unusable. You got to get in your car and drive around. There's no central. You can't go downtown. Like
right.
I don't know.
Well,
you can.
Really.
And actually, you can a little more than you were. But traditionally, if you grew up in Los Angeles, like at least I'm
no, I'm from Jersey.
From Jersey, but you came out here
right
when you're
in Manhattan. You know,
young.
It's right near New Jersey.
Right.
I mean, you know, New York City.
I grew up
City.
About 10 miles out of the city. Mm-hmm. I was in the city all the time. That's
wow. See?
Why
that's
I don't like it.
Oh, really?
It's strange.
Yeah.
Anyone who grew up in L.A. realizes that downtown L.A. is unusable and sort of off limits. Now it's becoming more usable, but your whole childhood, you never did anything downtown, did you?
No.
There's no reason it.
No. It's scary at night down there.
Yeah,
absolutely. A lot of downtowns are like that.
Drew would go to Chinatown to buy condoms when he was in high school.
The only ones that fit.
Because it's...
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, it's payback.
See, I don't like that.
It's payback time. Touché, my friend. Yes. I have no idea whatever stereotype Ian is talking about, but funny. Funny stuff. No, his father is a doctor in the Pasadena area, and back then, you know, this is back in the 40s, when, you know, getting condoms was a big deal. You couldn't just go in and grab a handful and pay on the way out. You had to go talk to the pharmacist.
Right.
And since Drew's father worked with all the pharmacists in the area, young Drew can't go walking in and getting a baker's dozen.
But even
of
then, in those days,
without them ringing up the old man.
But you know, even then, in those days, for a teenager to walk in and get a condom was a what?
It's major.
They wouldn't like. They would like have to question you. And
what are you doing with all those condoms? You sell to friends? No, I'm a horny. Don't I know you? Yeah, that was was my impression of the Chinese shopkeeper, by the way. But he would go down to Chinatown, go to the pharmacy there, where all the round eyes looked alike. he could move on with impunity, buy as many condoms as he liked, and then truck them back to Pasadena. But he was a man of great passion, and so he'd have to buy in bulk, because Drew was very passionate. Still a man of great passion. Yes, Lisa?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got lost in his gaze, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. It was incredible.
Gaze schmaze, that's what I said.
Yeah.
All right, Ian Ziering is here. Condom Schmanum is here. Lisa Loeb Schmob is here. We'll take a quick break, Schmake, and we'll be right back, Schmack. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number. We don't need your stinking calls. Ian Ziering is here today. Never want to be a celebrity, we learned during the
for the first act.
That is out of context. We have to say that.
Well, it's all right. It's probably a good thing for people to have that impression of you.
Yes. I think it was Billy Mummy that first clued me in. Wow, I'm going to be on TV, be an actor.
Lisa Loeb is here.
Yes, I am.
Now, how famous did you want to be?
On a scale of 1 to 10? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well...
I wanted to be successful. I wanted to be able to play music in front of people and make music and have freedom to do what I want and maybe do some acting and do some different things.
Right, but I think what it is I... I don't think the public... I think the public thinks that being a celebrity is like being an athlete and that your goal is to get the ring. I mean, you want to play in the Super Bowl. You want to make the Pro Bowl.
Right.
You want to be on the All-Star team. You don't want to be riding the bench. You don't want to score 8 points a game. You want to be Michael Jordan. And I don't think they realize that there's a fair amount of celebrities, quote-unquote, who would like to make a living, would like to do their craft, but would like to be left alone when they go to the mall and not, and I'm sure you've experienced this in your career during the height of 90210, where people just coming after you, you can't go places.
It's a little crazy. Sometimes a person's enthusiasm is a little overwhelming.
You don't feel like you have your life. I mean, I think if you're sane, you don't want to be Michael Jackson famous. You don't want to have to get together the entourage if you want to go see a movie. You don't want to have to rent out the theater to see a movie.
But I wouldn't mind having a theme park at my house or a movie theater as my...
At your place?
The ground floor of my 30,000 square foot...
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, Lisa Land. It works, though. Yeah. So.
Lisa Land.
It would be so... They'd have the best donuts. It would be the cutest place. It'd be all pink, like my refrigerator.
Yeah, all right. So
no, it isn't.
No, Lisa... So Lisa does want that. So Drew, I know your wife wants you to be more famous than you do, but what do you... Where are you at? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, you're cool. All right, cool. Then be
it's
quiet.
Just fun to have a job, you know, that you like to do and have a lot of freedom. It's really cool. Yeah.
That's where it is for me.
Yeah, freedom is an interesting impulse.
All right, you ready to to keep going?
Let's
here?
Keep going. Mm-hmm.
Crystal?
Yes?
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
I just have a question. My boyfriend, we've been together for a long time, and there's nights where... We're asleep, and about half an hour to an hour after we fall asleep, he wakes up and he acts totally different. I mean, he'll just kiss me and just be totally perfect and adorable and say all the right things. And then right when we're about to get into doing something, he, like, stops, and it's like if he realizes or doesn't know if he's asleep or awake, and he goes back to sleep. Mm-hmm. When I wake him up or in the morning, he has no idea that he even did any of it.
Wow, that's interesting.
Uh-huh.
So sort of sleepwalking.
Something called sleep sex or sexomnia, and I was just wondering if that was something, if that was an actual thing.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, it does happen where people have sex in their sleep, and this is sort of a version of that. And it's in the spectrum of a sleep disorder. So it's more often than not people that have had trauma issues. And
How old is this guy? Because when you're 23 and you're sleeping with a chick, you get a boner and look out.
Asleep or not, huh?
Right. Asleep or not,
like
it works.
I didn't mean that.
There's
didn't
no
know.
Bad sex.
There's like a handful of things you can do in your sleep, and this is one of them. You know?
Yeah, right. How old is the guy?
21.
21.
Yeah.
But it is still in the spectrum of sleep disorders. Did he ever have any other night terrors or sleepwalking or anything like that?
No, he just, there's times where in the middle of me asking him, like, what's wrong or why did you change your mind or anything like that, well, before he falls asleep, he'll totally talk about something else, like about a car or parts or...
He's confused, yeah. He's asleep.
All right. Yeah.
All right. It is one of those things.
But does it go away? I mean, is it something he's going to always do?
Yeah, but you got to put a pillow over his head and...
Wake him up.
I mean, wait till he stops. Yeah, wake him up. Yeah, how about just waking him up?
When I wake him up, he has no idea what he did. It upsets him because he has... Like, he'll make noises in the middle of the night.
But she's saying she likes him better when he's waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, asleep. I understand that.
Right.
But she needs to wake him up at the beginning and realize if you want to get this evaluated, he needs a sleep evaluation. He has a sleep disorder.
Is he willing to do anything about it?
He doesn't believe me whatsoever.
How about a video camera?
Maybe this is something that's in your head that you're dreaming, or
sort of a flawed guy.
That's weird. Yeah.
We've had this discussion before. The Jimmy Kimmel's done this, which is, hey, I don't snore, buddy. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, what do you think I do? Bunk up with guys and then accuse them of snoring? That's my MO. That's my thing. Like, I've accused 15 people in my life of snoring. 14 of them have called me crazy. That's what I do. I wake up at 4:45 a.m. and go, hey, could you stop snoring? And they go, I'm not snoring. And then the following day, they stick with it. They're like, well, listen, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't snore. Like, yeah, that's what I do. I lie there in a stone silent room staring at the ceiling and thinking, well, if I can't sleep, whoever's near me is not going to sleep. I will wake them up and accuse them of something. Perhaps rape.
Snoring, whatever.
Perhaps snoring, whatever. And then I'll carry it into the following day by sticking with my story. Yeah, that's
ridiculous.
That's right. Has there ever been a person you've accused of snoring that didn't make any noise?
No.
Even if a person makes moderate noise, you'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, they've got to be shaking the room.
Right. Yeah, then you accuse them of snoring. And then I like that. No, I know.
And then they're angry, too.
They're angry. Yeah. What the hell are you supposed to do?
Videotape.
You just break down and start crying? You're right, I'm lying. I'm jealous of what you don't have. You don't make any noise.
I wish you would snore.
You're so silent. Oh, Christ. All right, I'm sick.
We were supposed to talk about stereotypes. We got to take a break.
Stereotypes. Well, now we got to take a break.
Right.
And then that's it. Let's be honest. Yeah. Let's be honest. But Lisa, you can talk about stereotypes and how much you hate them.
I hate stereotypes. That's why I wasn't actually getting lost. I wish I were getting lost in the gaze, but I was really actually having a super PC reaction.
I
love stereotypes.
I know, and I understand. I understand we have that conversation a lot, but there's something in me that just reaches out and says, no, don't say that. That's really not nice. It doesn't.
Well, you don't
stop
like
carrying
stereotypes.
On the.
I say stereotype shmaria. But hold on. Well, we can get. We'll have to continue this debate when you come back and play your record.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back. Well, that's the show. Next time, we'll get into our stereotype debate with Lisa, who will be back here to plug the CD when it comes out. What is out is the Spider-Man series, which is on two DVDs, and it is out tomorrow, which is the same as today, so go out and get that. Ian, thanks for coming in. Lisa, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Germany or Florida?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.